And turn with me to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11, one of our favorite verses here at Paris Christian Center. And I will read. And the word says in the New Living Translation, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not disaster, to give you a future and a hope." Lord, in Jesus' name, your word is blessed. Bless us to receive it. And everyone said, amen. I'm preaching a message entitled God's Purpose for Your Life, God's Plan for Your Life. And you know, somehow in this world, we get twisted. As somehow, it's a work of the mind and the devil and just thoughts here and there that things are twisted and evil, and some people just have to get pooped on, and you know that's really not true. That's really not true. And some people just have to suffer more than others. None of that is true, but it is the general consensus of a nation that has left God and doesn't know God. Now, I'm not criticizing. I'm being objective and saying, this is what we're dealing with. Let's roll our hands up. Let's try to help these folks as we go out there. You got any Jesus in you? Try to wake up in the morning and give it away to somebody. Amen? Amen. So, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. And they're good plans. They're not plans for disaster. I've heard so many testimonies, and you know what? Deeper than a testimony, it's a mindset of many people that they're suffering because God wants them to suffer. What is it? What maybe the devil wants you to suffer? Did you ever stop to think about that? And he'll do it, and he'll impregnate your mind with all kinds of thoughts, of which many of them they're not biblical, they're not scriptural, they're not the truth. And he tries to get you to buy into that. And you know, you can talk yourself into anything. You can talk yourself into failure if you don't know any better. And I'm not being critical, beloved. I'm just talking to you. I have to try every day. I have to stay in faith. I have to believe that God wants good for me. God has a good purpose for me. And I'm going to tell you, everybody on this side, everybody in the middle, everybody over here, God loves you. God has a good plan for you. Can we stifle God's plans? Yes, we can. My people are destroyed, Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6, for lack of knowledge. They don't know any better. And that's terrible, but it happens. And whose responsibility is it? Is it the church leader's responsibility to get you that knowledge? Well, yes and no. We need to be encouraging you. We need to be feeding you the word of God and not doctrines of men, not ideas of men. We need to be feeding you the word. What does the word say? I forgot to mention, God bless you. Ty is so good. Ernie's grandson, Ty, is here all the way from Oklahoma. Let's give him a warm welcome. I baptized him in your pool, Mary. I don't know how many years ago that, before you was married to Larry, huh? Yeah. It's so good to have you with us, Ty. Thank you for helping us today. But God's purpose for your life is good, as it says right here. And this is not the only place in the Bible that says God's got good things for you. And you have to shake yourself and say, now, wait a minute, I'm going to remember that. God has good things for me. And you know what, Alyssa? What courage to get up here and break us open into a season of prayer. And honesty, there's nothing like honesty, man. If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. John 8:31 and 32 says this, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. The truth will make you free from everything that God didn't put on you. Things can get on us in this life that God didn't put on us. The word says in Peter, 1 Peter 5, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And he's checking out your Facebook page, and he's checking out everything and seeing if he can devour you. And he will if he can. Give no place to the devil, the word says. Make no provision for the flesh. Love not the world, the Bible says. The Bible is very clear on certain things. Things that will help you to live a happy, prosperous life where you have enough of everything that you need and some to share with others. Do you believe that? Well, if good, give me Acts chapter 2, verse 28 in the New Living Translation, and we'll just continue on with these thoughts. You have shown me. This is a quote from the Psalms. You have shown me, a Psalm of David, the way of life, and you will fill me with the joy of your presence. You've shown me the way of life. You know, when I was 19 years old, I began to see the way of life. I asked Christ to come into my life, and he began to show me the way of life. And then he began to fill me with the joy of his presence. There's nothing better than the fellowship presence of God. I can go anything with his presence. In fact, if I'm in his presence, there's a lot of things I'm going through that he can take away from me. He, you know, sometimes he just say, this isn't what I had for you. I've got something better for you. Pray against this. This is not my will for your life, whatever it is. 7,500 promises to mankind on this earth. Pray the promises of God. There's a promise for every need that you have, for everything that comes up. You have shown me the way of life, and you will fill me with the joy of your presence. See, the presence of God brings joy, peace and joy, joy unspeakable and full of glory, and a peace that passes understanding. No wonder Alyssa came back. Who could not fall in love with Jesus? He is so wonderful. Taste of the Lord and see that he's good. Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I'm God. If you'll let yourself be still. See, the devil wants you busy, running, going, this louder, louder. His voice is loud. It's the voice of the world. It's the voice of the flesh. And the Lord's voice is a still, small voice that will help you. Let me have Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10 in the New Living Translation. God's purpose for your life. And I'm saying the Bible says that God's purpose for your life is a good thing. It's a redemptive experience. It's coming into the good things when you get God's purpose in your life. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus. He's created us anew. We were born lost. We were born in need of a Savior. Everyone that was ever conceived, not even had to be born. We were all born lost. We needed the saving power and experience of Jesus Christ. Everybody does. Everybody. We're all in there the same. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus. Not in Buddha. Not in religion. In his own Son. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe on him would not perish but have everlasting life. For the Son of Man did not come into the world to judge the world and condemn the world, but to save the world. And God's wanting to save you more and more every day, each and every one of us. He loves us. He loves everybody in this room, not because of what you did or didn't do, but because his heart's just full of love. Listen to this verse. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that knoweth not, that loveth not, knoweth not God, because God is love. God doesn't just love. God is love. He's the essence. He's the beginning of love. And he loves you. And he loves me. And he loves all of us. And we can each have as much of God as we want. We can have more than the preacher. We can have more than the most religious people in the world. We can have as much as we want. And we all get it the same way. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus. Nobody else. There is no other name under heaven given to men by which they can be saved. There's only one name. There's only one way. It's the way of Jesus. Now, I didn't say that. The creator of the universe said that. So we can do good things. So we can do the good things he has planned for us long ago. We are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do the good things he planned for us a long time ago. See, if you connect with God and you begin to get Christ in your heart and that flow comes into your life, you will discover the plan that he had for your life. Now, that plan isn't for anybody else's life. It's for your life. If you don't use it, you just don't use it. God has a plan for everybody's life. I look at the snowflake, and science tells me there's no snowflake the same. Every one of them is different. And, you know, if I can believe that, I can certainly believe this. God has a plan for your life. It's a plan that'll make you happy. It'll make you fulfilled. You'll feel like, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. I live my life almost every day saying from the inside out, life is worth living. Life is worth the living. Amen? It really is. Give me Ephesians 3:20 now. In the King James Version, this is where we go off. Now, unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly. Now, in the Greek language, when there's a double verb like that, exceedingly abundantly, that means, wowzer, pay attention. He's saying, I can do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think or imagine, according to the power that works in us. If you're truly born again, there's a power, as much as we let it and cultivate it, that works inside of us, and it causes us to live exceedingly abundantly. I have to say that I can give you this testimony. I have lived exceedingly abundantly. And I'm not talking about material things. I'm talking about everything. I can get knocked down, but I ain't staying down. Bless God, if I can get up, I'm going to get up. I've been catching a progressive healing for the last year and a half when I went up there and Dr. Toneyman decided to split my head wide open and get that brain bleed off of me. And I lived through that, and I lived through a lot of other things in my life. And it's, I can tell you this here. I'm serving God because I want to serve God. And I don't serve him because of what I can get from him. Because the best thing that God can give you is himself. And that's what he'll give you. And if when you get that, you'll know what I mean. Is life always easy for everybody? No. There are times that in every life, I think, life is hard sometimes. It just is. But you know what? Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future and life is worth the living just because he lives. That's how I feel about it. Now, unto him that is able to do more, exceedingly more, above what you can ask, one translation says, or even imagine, he can do more. And if we'll move toward that, he will do more for everybody, anybody. Tyler, in this last 12 months, are you glad with the choice you made 12 months ago? Is it better than what than before? It doesn't hold a, you know what, addiction is a terrible, wicked force. It just is. How do I know? I've been evicted. I've been a victim of that. I've been addicted before. And it's a terrible foreign power that tries to take you and hold you. And I'm preaching a message. This is God's true purpose for your life. Whatever you've heard, there should be more joy. And I coined this many years ago. No storm lasts forever. If you're in a storm in your life right now, it's not going to last forever. There's a rainbow on the way. There's good things about to happen for each and every one of you. And what you should do is just say in your prayer life, God, I believe that. I'm reaching for the rainbow, Father. I'm reaching for the good. Father, in Jesus' name, everybody that will hear these words, help them to see the rainbow that's coming their way, or the rainbow that's already there, or the next rainbow. And everybody said amen. Turn with me to Romans chapter 8 and verse 28, another key verse in the New Living Translation. And it reads like this. And we know. See, I'm going to tell you something. You won't get very far in the spirit world on what you think about. It's got to be what you know. What do you know? What do you know about God? What do you know about his nature and his intention for your life? What do you know about his power? And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and those who are not called, the called in the King James, according to his purpose. See, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called. Look here, if you're born again, you're the called. You're called. God's got a call, a plan for your life according to his purpose. If you're working towards and saying, God, I just want your plan for my life. You might not have said that lately. I want you to say that right now. Everybody that'll say, God, I just want your plan. Put your right hand up. Father, for everybody that's got their hand up, they're saying, we're saying, we just want your plan. We're sure our plan is not as good. We just want your plan, Father. Thank you. Everybody say, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, and goodwill toward men. So we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called, and every morning it's his purpose. Millie and I prayed it this morning. We pray it most mornings. Father, into your hand I commit my spirit. Into your hands. Those, by the way, were the last words of Christ on the cross. Into your hands. See, nevertheless, Jesus said when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, Father, Father, if there's any way, let this cup pass from me. But then he caught himself three times and said, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done in my life. Somebody say that with me that's feeling like that right now. Say, Father, not my will, but your will be done in my life. Amen. God bless you. Last place, John 10:10 in the New Living Translation. This sums it up. I want you to remember this. Satan doesn't want to have tea and crumpets with you. He doesn't want to just date you. He wants to destroy you. The thief's purpose is to steal, to kill, and destroy. These are the words of Jesus. My purpose is to give you life, a rich and satisfying life. I have learned one thing. Fame and fortune is not the highest level of good in our life. I remember many years ago when Freddie Prinze committed suicide. Freddie Prinze was an actor. One of the most famous roles he played was in a movie, Chico and the Man. And some of you might have seen it. If you did, that means you're old. But he took a revolver and he killed himself. And the Lord said, Angelo, what do you think of that? And I said, Father, what should I be thinking? You should be thinking that fame and fortune is not the highest level of great things. It has ruined many people. If you watch documentaries like I do, look at all of the people that just tore their lives up. The thief comes not but to steal, kill, and destroy, but I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You know, it's time for us. You've heard the word. You've received the word. God bless you. I sense everybody really tried to receive it. And we're going to move right now into the actual part, 1 Corinthians 11, of taking Holy Communion. And the word says it starts out by examining yourself. Let a person examine themselves, and then let them eat of that bread and drink of that cup. So I'm going to ask you, if you're able to make an altar right where you are, or come to this altar with me, and if there's something in your heart that shouldn't be there, confess it. He that confesses his sin, God is faithful and has a legal right to forgive you of your sin and cleanse you of your sin.